Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor in for Rebecca Corral, and here's what's happening. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing today steps as we move forward in the fight against the coronavirus, saying the state will once again start allowing certain surgeries to take place.
We will be very thoughtful and judicious about how we do that. We will not overload the system at peril of not being able to maintain our surge capacity. And we recognize any time we begin to toggle back and start opening things back up, we have to look every day at the data, the dashboard of information coming back, to make sure that we are adjusting to these new decisions.
Governor Newsom quick to point out this does not apply to all medical procedures.
These are not plastic surgeries. These are not surgeries that are cosmetic. These are important medical procedures that, if not attended to, could become crisis and ultimately burden the rest of the healthcare system. And
the governor also committing to testing in all communities. 86 new testing sites will be installed in what he referred to as testing deserts. Those would be rural areas, remote areas, and poor communities. The governor says while he'd love to be able to announce a date to reopen the state, it's still too early to do so. Over 6,000 medical-grade masks have been donated to Oakland's Highland Hospital for doctors, nurses, and techs to wear. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us to report staff say they could not have come at a better time. Jeffrey?
Yes, Susan, several large boxes of masks were delivered to the hospital mid-morning. Alameda County Supervisor Wilma Chan helped arrange for them to be donated to Highland because, she says,
this hospital serves in the best of times, serves some of the hardest to serve patients. It's a area one trauma, and our workers here really deserve to be safe.
The masks cost $12,000 and were purchased by the East Bay chapter of the Asian Real Estate Association of America. Laura Tang is with the organization.
We want to thank our heroes, frontliner heroes, to help to save life. And this is a little thing that we can do.
Now, wearing her face mask and plastic face shield, nurse Laura Cordish said she was grateful.
I feel like it's support and that somebody cares, and that it gives us a boost of energy to do our best. I'm so thankful.
In Oakland, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Santa Clara County health officials say the recent news suggesting a much earlier spread of COVID-19 in the county than previously known is a sign that issuing the shelter-in-place order was the right call. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi has more.
New positive COVID-19 tests confirm that two people who died in their homes in Santa Clara County in February were infected with the virus. The news pushing back the earliest known date for a coronavirus death in the U.S. several weeks, and also, says Santa Clara County Public Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody, suggesting that the virus had taken root in South Bay communities much earlier than had been known.
We presume that each of them represent community transmission and that there was some significant level of virus circulating in our community in early February.
When the deaths occurred, tests for the virus were not widely available, and Cody says the new confirmation shows the virus managed to spread in Santa Clara County undetected for some time.
I think it really highlights the importance of the shelter in place in protecting the community.
In fact, she says if she knew in February what we're learning now, she likely would have called for strict containment measures even sooner. In the Silicon Valley Bureau, Keith Manconi, KCBS.
And a brand new survey is finding that Americans remain overwhelmingly in favor of stay-at-home orders and other efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus. A majority say it won't be safe to lift such restrictions anytime soon. This survey from the Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research comes as protests have broken out and some governors have announced plans to ease public health efforts that have upended daily life. Only 12% of those surveyed say that the measures to fight the outbreak where they live have gone too far. About twice as many believe that the limits don't go far enough. The majority of Americans, 61%, feel the steps taken to prevent infections in their area are just about right.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.